On this edition of Updates from the Post, Hayes Rec Director Roger Bixenman speaks with the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner about the center's December activities. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on KAYS on Monday, December 2nd. This is the Post Podcast.
Just because it's colder weather, winter's coming on, there's still a lot of cool things with Hayes Rec, and you do a lot of things indoors, and still there's a lot to do outdoors, right?
You bet. So December's kind of a slower month for us, office-wise and program-wise, but the gyms are always busy. We've got a lot of going on. And of course, when it's colder out, everybody likes to come in, shoot some hoops or whatever. So, you know, you can go online and look at our open gym time to make sure there, when you come out, that there is an open gym. So you can do that at HayesRec.org.
Is that something, let's say that family members are in town for Christmas and you're all cooped up and you're kind of bored, can they come out to Hayes Rec during certain times and play some basketball as a family?
You bet. Evenings are a little tougher because today we started our bitty basketball practices in the evening. So during the day, it's a lot more available during the day, I'd say from 8 to probably like 3 o'clock. And then after 3, then kids come over from high school and middle school and play. But
what about like that week of Christmas? You closed on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day?
That is correct. We're closed the 24th and 25th, but we'll be back open on the 26th, and the 23rd will be open as well.
So if people want and they have family members around, they can just come on out and shoot some hoops and get out of the house a little bit.
You bet. Break it up and get out of the house after you've eaten all those good meals and work it off.
Okay. So that's one of the options for people this year. Kids, they can sign up for some programs that you have right now.
Yeah, we have coming up here, we have our high school intramural basketball program. It's for boys and girls in high school. Teams come to us already formed, and we will start that off with a preseason tournament on Friday, December 13th. And then we also have our indoor soccer league, 4v4, futsal for fifth through high school. We have a middle school division and high school division that will start after the first of the year. And also our adult indoor soccer league for anyone 16 and older. Teams come to us already formed. That will start on Sundays down at 13th Street after the first of the year. We've got a couple of Christmas programs coming up. We've got a Christmas trivia for anyone 55 and older. We've got a Santa's workshop for 3 to 10-year-olds coming up. We have a family Christmas party. This is new. Kind of replaced our City Lights sleigh rides this year. It will be held Saturday, December 14th. I know that's a frost fest, but after you come and take in the parade and the festivities down there, come on out. We have a DJ. We'll have a donut bar, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Yeah, donut bars are always good.
Yeah, and we have lots of Christmas games and the hot chocolate and all the goodies associated with Christmas. So make sure you come on out for that and bring your family out for that.
Very good. So that's a lot of cool things. Then the new book comes out, what, like in March or something like that?
It'll come out to April, first part of April.
So are you working on that stuff already?
I know our office manager, Missy, is working on that. And then all the people that do the programming are working on their programs for the basically the spring and summer.
Very good. So always active out there and always things to go going on. Now, besides the programs, your gym is open out there as well, too.
Yes, come on out. We're open Monday through Friday, 4:30 to 10. Saturday, we're open from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then Sunday, we're open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. So come on out.
Always cool things to do out there. Anything else you want to chat about that's coming up?
No, I'd just like to thank all of our Bitty basketball coaches for volunteering their time to help coach a Bitty basketball team. And then also our sponsors to help sponsor teams with t-shirts.